I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
Los Cenzontles means the mockingbirds in the indigenous Nahuatl language. The band mixes traditional Mexican music with contemporary sounds, including American rock and soul. They've collaborated with Linda Ronstadt, Taj Mahal, David Hidalgo of Los Lobos, and Jackson Brown. But their main collaborators are children. Los Cenzontles is also a community-based arts academy that teaches music, dance, arts, and crafts to its young students. We sat down with Los Cenzontles founder and guitarist Eugene Rodriguez and with singers Lucina Rodriguez and Fabiola Trujillo.
Well, I started Los Cenzontles back in the 80s. It was an artist in residency long before the organization, and it was really a way to just connect kids to culture. It wasn't so easy to find deep roots music from Mexico in those days. You go to a record store and you see, you know, commercial music. So it really was an exploration. And the kids, you know, became my partners in crime.
Lucina, when did you first get involved with Los Cenzontles?
I joined Los Cenzontles when I was 15. I was a freshman in high school. I was born and raised in Mexico, and I came to the U.S. when I was 11 years old. And I learned a lot about our culture through Los Cenzontles. And there's all this rich culture in Mexico that you're not aware of if you're not from that area.
And what about you, Fabiola? How did you find Los Cenzontles?
Yes, I also joined when I was 15, and a friend of mine told me about Los Cenzontles. And I always loved music too, so I was very kind of shy, came in, and was afraid to say I wanted to sing, but... later on, Eugene figured it out. So I always loved the cine mexicano. So, you know, I always wanted to be the singer in those movies. A la luz de una vela de cera me he sentado a escribir estas letras. Y aunque estén un poquito mal hechas, lo que digo son cosas muy ciertas.
I guess I think that the genius of the center and your projects is that you've been able to both help educate people, but have done your own research, educated yourself, and performance is really at the center of it.
Los Cenzontles was really always more about expression and exploration, research, like you say. And the kids were there, you know, by my side, being brave and just going for it. And, you know, little by little, it just grew, but it grew in a way that was very... tightly woven. We're pretty much doing now what we did back then, which was to record ourselves, learn music, find master artists, and collaborate. It's kind of doing the same thing, just a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger, you know, every time. Cenzontles has always been about people. I often say that mockingbirds don't mock other birds. They listen to the sounds of other birds and incorporate their sounds into their voices. And that's something that we do. You know, we embrace our roots. And I always taught our kids the same thing. This is, even if you're not living in Mexico, this is also your music and you're part of this legacy.
Now, I want to turn back to Fabiola and Lucina, if I could. I was listening to Mi Único Camino. When you sing duets, how long have you been singing together? You're able to keep your harmonies and work so beautifully in precision, but we hear both your voices.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of listening and just finding your way with the song and, you know, collaborating that way. Because Lucina she's more rhythmic than I am, so we always kind of... lock it in somehow, and it's great.
Well, when we first started, there were not that many duets. That was in the early 90s. And nowadays, with social media and with modern life and all of that, we see a lot of duets coming up. And in a way, we're proud of it because in a way, we feel like we're sort of pioneers. We were people that brought this style back.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.